Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm night across Israel. Jerusalem is experiencing clear skies, while Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze. Haifa remains mild and comfortable. It's a pleasant evening to be outside if you're still up. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Ynet, Iran talks in Switzerland are thrown into doubt after threats over IDF strikes in Lebanon. This report is just in. Also, Walla reports just minutes ago on how Netanyahu is working to block the American-Iranian agreement. Also this hour, Axios shares that Vance warns Israel not to fight Trump, labeling him only ally regarding the Iran deal. Separately, I-24 News details that Netanyahu is influencing the Iran deal using right-wing media and friendly senators. And finally, Australian Jewish News offers a perspective on Israel's turbulent times, noting that despite setbacks, Israel continues to move forward. Here's what people are saying online. Belaz News posted just minutes ago about a study alleging that AI systems may embed historical anti-Semitic tropes. Israeli researchers lead this study. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, urged listeners 16 minutes ago to pray for IDF soldiers tonight. Conceptual James commented 23 minutes ago on Iran's strategy, highlighting inconsistencies in how proxies and allies are perceived in the conflict. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Iran talks in Switzerland. Ynet reports that Iran has suspended its delegation's trip after IDF strikes in Lebanon. Pakistan's prime minister also cancelled his visit in response. These developments suggest increased tension and uncertainty in ongoing diplomatic efforts. Turning to Netanyahu's efforts, Walla reveals that the Israeli prime minister is actively working to block the American-Iranian agreement. This involves leveraging media and political allies. The outcome could significantly impact Israel's foreign relations and security posture. Meanwhile, Axios shares Vance's warning to Israel. He emphasized that opposing Trump on the Iran deal is counterproductive. Vance suggests Israel should focus on aligning with Trump. This advice could shape Israel's diplomatic strategy in the coming months. In a related development, I-24 News highlights Netanyahu's influence tactics. The prime minister reportedly uses media and political channels to resist Lebanon's withdrawal. This strategic maneuvering underscores the complexity of regional negotiations. And finally, Australian Jewish News reflects on Israel's current climate. Despite challenges, the nation continues to progress. This perspective offers hope and resilience amid regional and internal pressures. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Artlist is cutting 200 jobs, representing 40% of its workforce, in a shift towards an AI-centric model. This move comes despite the company's recent growth. Separately, Ynet Business notes that Israeli hair care brand Redefine will launch in Costco, Canada. This expansion offers a positive boost to Israeli exporters, especially amid global trade challenges. And finally, Globes announces that Israeli startup Arion Security has raised $25 million. Their cloud security platform provides significant value for organizations undergoing digital transformations. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.